A major problem which some would deny, others might admit to but minimalize it, and maybe some would recognize that there really is a problem. And the problem, I think, is that our religious observance, the mitzvahs that we do, the learning that we do, a lot of detail, a lot of complexity, a lot of responsibility, a lot of intellectual thinking, analysis, hasmoda, spending serious time and not wasting time, and all of this sometimes, strangely enough, leads us to sort of forget about Hashem. I've always been saying, and it's embarrassing to say, but it's yitochin, even for a yeshiva bocher, that he can wake up in the morning, recite Moedei Ani, and all the Birchas HaShachar, and all the Pesukei DeZimra, and all the Birchas Kriyashma, and Shmoneh Esrei, v'chulei, 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 and learn the morning Seder, and do the afternoon, and Mincha, and the Musar, and the afternoon Seder, and the night Seder, and end up finally, hopefully, at a reasonable hour, going to sleep, and saying HaMapil, and not once think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sounds absurd, it sounds bizarre, it certainly sounds exaggerated, but it may not be that far from the truth. So I thought that maybe we just delve into this a little bit more and to see maybe why it happens, how it happens, what we have to do about it. So there's two medrashim over here. One medrash is in Parshas Yisroi, and the other one is in Parshas Truma, the second one. On the pasuk in Aseres Adibros Anoich Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzisichu B'Eretz Yitzrayim. So the medrash says as follows: Kfiyas Hatova Koshe Huksha LeKfira BeIker. When a person is kofui toiv, he denies the toiva, then it's comparable to denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kofar BeIker, that's denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer Lehen LeYisrael. So says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem Elokecha, Ma Talmud Loimer, Asher Hitzisicha. Why did he have to share? Why did he have to? He's Hashem Elokecha. What more does he need? He has to say Asher Hitzisicha. Omar Lohen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them, Hizaru Shaloi Tichbu Toivo. Be careful not to deny the Toivo that I did for you when I took you out of Mitzrayim. Speaks in general terms, but it's Mustama is referring specifically to this as well. She kfui toivo eino yochel kabul malchus shemayim. Anochi Hashem Elokecha is the expression of kabul so malchus shemayim. This is irrelevant. It can't happen. It's not going to happen. It's not real. You're not doing it unless you remember asher seisicha meretz Yisrael. But if you're going to be kfui toiv, denying the toivo that I did the Yetzias Mitzrayim, then it's eino yochel, it's impossible to be mekabel the malchus shemayim. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that's a reality. Asher tzisich meretz Yisrael is a teva that I did. That's a motivation, that's a background, that's an emotional appreciation of it. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that's the reality. But he says, no, it's eino yochel, you can't be mekabel the malchus shemayim. V'chen Yehoshua, the same thing apostle in Yehoshua, im kefisem ha-teva ha-zois, and there I think he's also, he's also talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim and all the Nisim Hashem did. If you're kofui, you can't serve Hashem. No, we know Hashem's the one who took us out of Mitzrayim. Makirin onu loy toivo al kach. We are makir the toiv to him. Ein onu kofim toiv. Also, they said we're not kofim toiv also. But it seems that in order to be makabel the malchus shemayim, a person has to be able to be makir toiv, because if he's not makir toiv, it's comparable to being kofar be'ikar. So what exactly is this? First of all, it's mashma that it's a general thing, not only on this specific thing, but let's even look even on the specific thing. I'm mekabel a malchus shemayim. Hashem, anoichi Hashem elokecha. Okay? I'm not appreciation. There's a kfira of the toivah. He took us out of Mitzrayim. He did everything for us. That's the toivah he did for us. Even besides the toivah, there were nisim. They saw the Mitzrim to whom the toivah wasn't done, they also saw them the nisim. Some of the nisim were dafka so that Paro should be able to do tshuva. So if you see Hashem's malchus, anoichi Hashem elokecha, you can't be makabel the malchus shemayim. It seems that in kfiyas toivah, what are you denying? Are you denying the toiva that he took us out of Mitzrayim? That toiva, that's a reality. We're not denying the fact. Teretz says, it's kfiyas toiva. I'm not connecting the Yitzias Mitzrayim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher, it's Ani Hashem, Anoich Hashem Elokecha, Asher, it's Seisicho Meiretz Mitzrayim. The Seisicho is missing. So in other words, I recognize that toiva was done to us. I can't deny the toiva. But I'm kofui toiv. I'm denying or I'm disconnecting the toiva with the meitiv, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it seems that disconnecting the meitiv with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so severe. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a toiva for us, and I disconnect and say, "Oh, it was a toiva. It was maybe b'mikre be'alma. It happened very good. I'm very happy these things happen." But I'm not miyachesit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's ki'ilu kofa be'ikir. That's as if I denied HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's such a narrow denial. I'm denying that he did this, or I'm not recognizing that he did this. Say they had to say makirim onu l'teva, ein onu kofim teva. So we're makira, we're not there for kofui. So it's I'm leaving him out of it. Tevas happened, beautiful, but no, tevas happened. I know that. But I don't attribute it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so I've sort of wiped him out of this toiva. That action itself can undermine the whole Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim. Even though Anoichi Hashem Elokecha is reality, even though I know that he did all these nisim, I see his power, I see Paro himself, the Hashem HaTzadik Vani Vani Orishoyim, and they saw the all the nisim. But if I ever so slightly, not so slightly maybe, but if I disconnect, the Teva is there, the Teva says I'm disconnecting from the Meitiv. That disconnect is Kilo Kofa Be'ikr, and it makes it, the Loshon is, it's Hukshol Kfira, and the Loshon is, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisor Shalai Tichva Teva, Shekofui Teva, Eino Yochol Lekabel Malchus Shomayim. That's the Loshon of Chazal. A kofui toivo, and just even limited just to this toivo, that I disconnected the Yetzias Mitzrayim with the Meitiv, then already I can't, I see, I know Hashem, I know the Nisim, I know everything. Just I didn't, but that once, any forgetting, any ignoring of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in our lives could have such devastating effects. And the Mela, I think, therefore, it's just that generation, makirim onu loy toiv al kach. We have to be very careful to be makir toivus HaKadosh Baruch Hu on everything. Shelo yasani goy, shelo yasani ovid, shelo yasani isha pakech, ivri malbish arumim, matir asurim, zoykev kifufim, no yisen lo evkoyach, hama avir sheino. Every hakora is critical to our recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to our ability to be makabel the malchus shemayim. That's one. There's another medrash which is in, it's brought, it says this medrash, it says in Pekudei, but I found it brought on this parasha, so I'm not sure exactly. But sees yirios izim. They made yirios of goat skin. Loma yirios, Omar Rabbi Yaakov ben Rabbi Asi. Loma hu oimer, Hashem ohavti me'oin beisecho u'mekoin mishkan kvedecho. I love the place of your base, your base Hamikdosh, and the place of the Mokum of the Mishkan of the Kovod of Hashem is brought into this world. V'osali Mikdosh v'shochanti b'soichom b'shvil sheshokul haMishkan neged Brias Oilam. The building of the Mishkan is shokul keneged Brias Oilam. Keitzad, where do we find this? The fisha. Sheyoyim Rishon Ksiv Bereshis Bo Elokim Es Hashomayim Es Oretz Uksiv Noite Shomayim Kayeriyo. that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and then he's leaning the Shomayim like a curtain. So whatever that means exactly, but the Medrash says, Uva Mishkan Maksiv, Vasisu Yerios Izim. So since by the Mishkan says Yerios Izim, so we see from here that that the Mishkan is Shokul Kineged Bria Soilim, just like Bria Soilim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Noitesha, the Pasuk says, Noitesha Oim Ke Yerio, and you have Yerios in the Mishkan. So Chazal Darshan that the Asiyas HaMishkan is the Mishkan is Shokul Keneged Briyas Olam. When you think about it, it seems very strange. Briyas Olam, the Tachlis of Briyas Olam, as we know, is Bishvil Yisroel, Shisasko Bat Torah. There's a creation, has a purpose, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed that purpose to us, and he gave us the Torah and Har Sinai, and all of the mitzvahs, and we're to live that purpose. But there's one mitzvah, there's one mitzius that's shokul keneged the whole Bria. All Bria Solom only is for one purpose. Bishvil Yisroel, Shisasku bat Torah. That's what Chazal tell us. For Klal Yisroel to learn and to live the Torah, to be Oisik bat Torah. But there's shokul to the Mishkan. What's the Mishkan? Well, the shikul is because it says, Noite Shemaim Kayerio, and it says, Vasisi Yerio. But what does it mean? The Mishkan had one thing. The Mishkan was the Mokom HaShoras HaShchina. The Mishkan was, the Zohar says, I have a quote here, it's a quote from the Hebrew translation. It says, Shebeshor Shenivne Beis HaMikdosh Lohoyo Simcho Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shebeshor Shenivne Beis HaMikdosh Lemato, our Beis HaMikdosh Lohoyo Simcho LaKadosh Baruch Hu Meyoyim Shenivro HaOilam Kayoyim Ahu. There was no Simcho LaKadosh Baruch Hu from the day of Briyas HaOilam, like that day when the Beis HaMikdash was built, because that's like the culmination. Now Hashem Shechina VeOsel Mikdash V'Shochanti B'Soichem. There's a dwelling place. There's a place where people come and in a almost tangible way connect with Hashem. So the Briyas HaOilam is that's what it's all about. And there's a tachlis to the Briyas HaOilam. And we know what that tachlis is, but the culmination, there was not a simcha b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the culmination was when there was a mikdash or a mishkan, which is not as permanent as the Beis HaMikdash was supposed to be, but the Hashor Sashin of Asuli mikdash v'shochanti v'soichem. So we see that we can't, in everything that we do, that we have to constantly remember that ultimately it's the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Hashoras Hashchino. It's the feeling that connection. It's the world, the creation of the world has its responsibilities and obligations for everything we have to do. But ultimately, until maybe, there was no Simcha until that day, because ultimately, unless we can get that the maximum connection that's humanly possible with the Hashoras Hashchino, then we haven't completed the mission. We're missing something with all that we have and with all that we know and with all that we do, but we're missing something in the ultimate plan unless we can ultimately connect with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's known that Reb Yisrael's Talmud, Reb Yitzchok Blazer, Reb Itzela, when he used to learn, he would to try to force himself to recognize this, he would say, Omer Abaye, what does Abaye say that Hashem said? Just this idea of constantly reminding ourselves, it's a message from Hashem. I mentioned recently, I came up with this idea, and I asked a group of people, I just did it yesterday, 2 days ago, in Toronto, I asked them, I said, when Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu, halochas, whatever he taught him, whatever Maimer, Chazal, whatever, everything in Tereshu B'Chassab and Tereshu B'Alpeh. Did he have me in mind? That it's a message to me when I take advantage of it, when I study it, that Kodesh Baruch Hu sent it for me 3,334 years ago. It seemed to me, if you say no, then that's Kfira. Because that Kodesh Baruch Hu saw, knows, and had in mind everything. There's no limitation. Memela, we have to look at the Torah as an individual message from the Bnei Olam to us, if we think of it in those terms. And when we say, Asher bocharbonu mikol ha'amim v'nosan lonu es toirosoi, then we're talking about us, not just the Klal Yisroel in the general, but specifically to me. Every neshama was taka there, but it's a personal message to me. And he baruch to Hashem, noisein ha-toyro. He's teaching me today. That's why it says, v'chol yom v'yom yevenech kachadoshim, v'chol yom yevenech kiblo mehar Sinai. Because it's really an extension of a message which was sent thousands of years ago, 3,334 years ago, sent directed to me. If that's the case, then in everything I do, every time I learn, every psukah I think of, every maima chazal that I address or that I learn or that I internalize, that I take advantage of, I can look at it as a direct message from the Bo'er Yelam to me. It allows us to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu closer and more actively involved in our lives.